常常问的。
Why did God create us human being?
为什么神创造了我们人类？
That is a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
But the Bible gives us a very clear answer.
但是圣经给我们一个很清楚的答案。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 43.
请翻开以赛亚书43章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
以赛亚书43章第七节。
43 verse 7
43章第七节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
This is a very clear answer provided by the Bible.
这是圣经给的一个很清楚的答案。
The only reason that God created us human being.
这就是神创造我们的原因
is for the glory of God,
也就是为了神的荣耀。
Because through His creation, that can bring glory to His name.
因为借由他所造之物，可以带给他荣耀。
Just like when an artist produces a very nice painting,
就像是一个艺术家，他画了一幅很有名的画。
People would not only praise the painting, but actually praise the painter who painted the paintings.
那人们不只会称赞这幅。这幅画有多美，他们也会称赞这个人有多厉害。
The painter is better, more precious than the painting itself.
因为这个画家是比这个他的画还要贵重。
God created human being in His image.
神造我们是按着他的形象。
In holiness and truth.
是在圣洁和真理。
And righteousness.
还有
仁义。
还有仁义。
Every time when people see.When people see human being, which is saying, "Wow, God is so great because human being was so perfect."
所以，如果看到人的话，那他会赞叹这个
造物主，
这个造物主。
However, since human being committed sin,
但是人犯了罪
，we fail to reflect God's glory.
我们不能彰显神的荣耀。
Just like a mirror being shattered and also broken.
就像一个破碎的镜子，对着镜子要怎么反射光呢？
所以 it's impossible，
是不可能的。
So that's why God has initiated His salvation plan after Adam committed sin。
所以当亚当犯了罪以后，神就有这个救恩的计划。
And then through His chosen people, that God want to reestablish His glory through His chosen one。
而借由他的选民，他要重建他的荣耀。
And of course, we know the chosen people in the Old Testament are the Israelites.
当然，我们知道旧约的选民是以色列人。
And when they were called out of Egypt, before they enter the land of Canaan,
但是他们出埃及进入迦南地之前
，And God have given them a lot of instruction before they inherit the land.
神给了他们很多指示
，And make sure they know what to be and what to be not before they enter the land.
要告诉他们要做什么，或是不要做什么。
And there's one thing God keep reminding them.
那有一件事神一直提醒他们。
That you are different than other people.
那就是你和别的选民别的人是不一样的。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24.
请翻开利未记二十章。
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24.
利未记二十章二十四节。
Leviticus 20, 24.
利未记二十章二十四节。但我对你们说过，你们要承受他们的地，就是我要赐给你们为业、流奶与蜜之地。我是耶和华你们的神，使你们与万民有分别的。
Now, the law of Moses contained of thousands of words, lot of instructions.
那摩西律法里面有好几千个字。
There's a lot of instruction about how to offer sacrifices.
那有很多告诉他们怎么样献祭。
What to eat, what not to eat.
告诉他们什么可以吃，什么不能吃。
What kind of festivals have they have to observe?
什么样的节期他们要去守
？A lot of civil law, a lot of hygienic law, and a lot of different instructions.
有很多不一样的这些律法。
But if you want to summarize in one word,
但是如果你要用一个字来
the purpose, what is the purpose of the law?
那就是这个律法的目的是什么
？The only reason, the simplest way to put it is, God want to make the people different.Than all the other nations.
那最好的解释方法就是神要让他的选民使他们与万民有分别。
Now we human being, we have a nature. Normal human being, we really afraid to be different than our surrounding and our culture and our people.
那我们人类很自然的不想要和我们的周遭或是人有分别。
For example, if you are dressing always, For example, right now you put on a dress of 60s or 70s. When you go out on a street, I think people will look at you very rarely, right? Oh, what kind of dress you putting on?
举个例子来说，如果你现在穿的60、70年代的衣服走在街上，那别人都会指指点点。
Or when your hairstyle, if you look at the pictures, right, in the 60s, even men hairstyle like the Beatles, every man they had is so much hair and they cover until this length. It was trendy. But today, if you go outside, if your hair like this in the 60s, people will laugh at you.
或者是你看60年代的这些男性，他们都留着那样的头发还能胡子。那如果你现在走出去像这样的话，那很多人都会看着你。
So people are afraid to be different.
所以人类是不喜欢和别人不一样。
Because we are living in a community.
因为我们住在一个社区。
Being different, that means you expose yourself to people's criticisms and mockery.
那和别人不一样，就表示我们需要接受别人的批评。
However, if you look at the Bible, the whole purpose of God choosing us is He wants us to be different.
但是我们看到圣经，神选我们是要我们分别为圣。
Because the whole world has been just like a shattered mirror, never able to reflect God's glory again.
因为这个世界就像是一个破碎的镜子，没办法反射神的光。
That's why God has to choose His people out of all the other nations.
所以神要从他的选民从万民中拣选出来。
Only if you are different, then you're able to manifest God's glory.
你只要和他们不一样，你才可以彰显神的荣耀。
And today we are the chosen people of God.
那今天我们都是选民。
2016 is the year that we are very near to the Lord Jesus coming. According to the Bible, we are getting near day by day.
2016根据圣经，我们越来越接近这个主耶稣再来。
And we are the spiritual Israelites.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
But are you different than the other people that are around you?
但是你是否和别人不一样？
So if you read the book of Leviticus, basically just to tell us, to remind us that we have to be different.
所以如果你读利未记的话，那他告诉我们，我们就是要和别人不一样。
You have to be very brave. You have to be dare to be different. Do not be afraid to be different.
你要勇敢，不要害怕跟别人不一样。
You have to be proud to be different.
你要
Don't feel ashamed because you're different.
你不会为了你和别人不一样而自卑。
And also, we should be very happy to be different.
我们也要为我们不一样而感到高兴。
I don't know, as a member, as a Christian, how many times that you were told that you're quite rare, you're different than other people.
那身为一位基督徒，是不是有人常常和你说你和其他人不一样呢？
Right, you have to pray before you eat. Nobody else does. Most of your friends don't do that.
你吃饭之前要祷告，那其他人都没有这样做。
Saturday, most people go to have fun, but you have to go to church.
那星期六大家都出去玩，那你要来教会。
People can do whatever they want in the school, but you always have kind of rules to limit yourself.
然后在学校，所有人他们都可以做他们想要的事，但是你有自己的规矩，你要守。
If you feel ashamed to be different, this heavenly journey is difficult for you. It's very difficult.
如果你为了你的不同而感到羞耻，那这个天国的道路是很困难的。
But if you know why you have to be different,
但是你要知道为什么你要不一样。
And happy to be different.
我们要为了不一样而感到高兴。
Then you're in the right direction.
那这样你就是在正确的路上。
So at the end, when we approach the end of the book of Leviticus.It remind the people once again, they have to be different in different aspects.
所以在利未记的最后面，他们谈到我们要和别人在不同方面要有不一样。
The people of Israelites, they must know their identity.
那以色列人他们要知道他们是谁。
Not only that, they have to observe certain rituals, ceremonies, or festivals.
不只是他们要守这些节期，
but in terms of their life, their daily life, it makes a huge difference.
但他们的日常生活要有不一样。
Now, brother and sister, what separate you from unbelievers?
那弟兄姐妹，你们和这些不信的人有什么不同呢？
Of course, you may say that I have to come to church, I have to do church work.
也许你会说，我会来教会，我要做圣工。
And before I eat, I pray.
吃饭之前我要祷告。
Well, those are superficial or the outward things that we have been doing.
那这些都是表面上我们所做的。
But the real things that separate you from other people, unbeliever, is from inside and from the way you live, from the time that you are not in the church.
但是真正把你分别出来的是你的内在，是你不在教会里做的事。
We only come to church a few weeks, a few hours in a week.
我们只来到在一个星期只有几个小时来到教会。
But it is the rest of the time that how we live that make us different.
但是是我们在其他的时间是怎么过的，那就是让我们分别出来。
And that determines whether you can reflect the glory of God.
这也决定我们是否可以反射神的荣耀。
Let's look at chapter 17.
我们看到17节。
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10.
利未记十七节十到
十七章，十七章。
利未记十七章
，verse 10 to 13，
十到十三节。
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10 to 13。
利未记十七章十到十三节，第十节：凡以色列家中的人，或是寄居在他们中间的外人，若吃什么血，我必向那吃血的人变脸，把他从民中剪除。十一节：因为活物的生命是在血中。我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。十二节，因此我对以色列人说，你们都不可吃血，寄居在你们中间的外人也不可吃血。十三节，凡以色列人或是寄居在他们中间的外人，若打猎得了可吃的禽兽，必放出他的血来，用土掩盖。
This is one very particular specific instruction about through the diet, the difference in the diet separated people Israel than the other nations.
这个是其中一个神指示他们所做的，让他们可以和从万民分别出来。
We think a few weeks ago, Brother Peter Chan shared with us in one of the Wednesday evenings about clean and unclean animal. That is very important teachings in the book of Leviticus.
那在几个星期之前。Peter 弟兄他分享了这个洁净和不洁净的动物。
Being a Jew in the Old Testament, that means that you have to sacrifice quite a bit of delicacy. Because being a Jew in the Old Testament, there are some animal that you cannot eat.
那身为一个犹太人，他们活在旧约的时代，那有很多的动物是他们不可以吃的。
The concept is the same that God wants to tell them through their diet habit to tell them that you are different than other nations.
那一样的，神借由他们所能吃或不能吃的，来告诉他们，他们是与万民分别出来的。
Because daily life, every day we eat things.
因为我们每天都吃东西。
But if your diet or the way you eat define who you are.
但是你的饮食习惯决定了你是什么样的。
For example, we Chinese and most of us are Chinese here, right? Or Asian. But there's a particular way that we eat, right?
举个例子来说，我们都是华人，那有。特定的食物是我们都会吃的。
Basically, Asian home smell Asian. When you go inside, or you smell boltong, or smell fried rice, or you smell Chinese cooking. If you go to Indian's house, you smell spice, right? If you go to Western Caucasian house, you smell cheese or more. Kind of your diet kind of define who you are.
那如果你去一个华人的家，你可能会闻到炒饭的味道；你去印度人的家，可能会闻到这个咖喱这个。香料的味道，那如果你去一个白人的家，可能会闻到起司的味道。所以这些饮食习惯决定我们是谁。
But being a Jew, being a chosen people of God, they have to observe a lot of rules.
但是身为一个犹太人，他们要守非常多的律法。
But in chapter 17 here, that is particular rule, very specific, that to tell them they must forbid eating blood.
但是十七章这边很清楚的讲到。他们不可以吃血。
This is not about clean and unclean animal. It applies to all kind of animal, no matter it's clean or unclean.
这个不管是洁净或不洁净的动物，这个不能吃血是可以运用在所有的动物身上。
Being a chosen one of God, if you want to reflect God's glory, you must respect God, and that is one of the things is you must not eat blood.
因为身为选民，我们要彰显神的荣耀，那我们就不能吃血。
Here, tell us the reason.
这边告诉我们为什么
？Why we must not eat blood？
为什么我们不能吃血
？Because according to the Bible, that the life of the animals is in its blood.
因为根据圣经，这个生命是在动物的血里面。
God said, "I've given the blood to you so that you can atone for sin, for life."
那神说，他把血赐给他们，让他们可以赎罪。
Because in blood there's life, so that blood can atone for sin.
因为血里有生命，所以血可以赎罪。
Now, 3,500 years ago, this was written.
那这个是写在3500年之前。
And there was no science, there was no microbiology.
那时候也没有什么科学。
But God told them one very scientific truth.
但是神告诉了他们一个科学的事实。
That the life of a living being actually is in its blood.
那就是一个活物的生命是在血里面。
That is very scientific.
这是非常科学的。
Today we already know, if you lose too much blood, you will die.
那今天我们也知道，我们若是失血过多，我们会死亡。
Inside our blood, there's carry the nutrition to every organ that we have.
那在血液里面有许多的养分。
And also all kind of nutrition and oxygen.
来送到我们全身。或是这个氧气。
And kind of nowadays scientists tell us that actually if your blood cannot circulate very well, you have sicknesses, and that will be a big problem.
而现今的科学家也告诉我们，我们的血液循环若是不好，那我们可能会生病。
So there's life in your blood.
所以在血里面有生命。
So that's why even though there's animal blood, you cannot and you must not eat it because this blood is used for atoning sin in the Old Testament time.
所以这就是为什么。我们不能吃动物的血，因为这些血是用来赎罪的。
Now, if you look at different culture throughout time, there are a lot of people, other nations or other culture, they enjoy eating blood.
那我们今天可以看到很多国家，他们喜欢吃血。
No matter Western or Eastern culture.
不管是西方还是东方的社会。
Of course, Chinese people, we don't have to talk about that. Chinese people like to eat pork blood, cow blood, duck blood.They make all kind of pudding, like a tofu, a black one, mixed with soup. They think that by eating blood, more nutrition, making you healthy and stronger.
那身为华人，我们看到很多这些鸭血、猪血块、猪血糕，然后我们常常放在汤里面，然后说这样吃的很有营养。
Even some of the European, they make duck pudding, make of duck blood, and also make it like soft.Tofu things, and they also eat. They call it, black pudding in UK.
那在欧洲或是英国那边，他们也会做这些鸭血或是鹅肝。
When I was in Africa in Kenya, there's a group of people, ethnic people called the Maasai people.
那我在肯亚的时候遇到了一个族群的人叫他们叫马赛。
And those people they also like drinking blood. They will drink blood directly from the animal. They'll drink the blood from the artery and then directly drinking. Wow, to make them strong.
那这些人
fresh blood.
这些人他们很喜欢喝这个新鲜的血，他们可以直接从这个动物的动脉和静脉之中来喝这个流动的血。
But God make it very clear, blood is not for you for food.
但是神非常清楚的说，这个血并不是给你吃的。
When you go to the land of Canaan, you see all kind of people. They're eating blood. They're enjoying it. But this is not for you because you are different. You are my people.
那他神对他们说，你们去迦南地会看到这些人吃血，但是这不是给你们吃的。
And even New Testament, this rule still stands. Even though we are under the grace.
甚至在新约里面，这个律法也还是。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
请翻开《使徒行传》
Verse 29. Acts chapter 15, verse 29.
使徒行传十五章
29
二十九节
Acts chapter 15, verse 29.
使徒行传十五章二十九节二十九节就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血。并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。
Even under the grace, there's a certain things that we have to abstain.
那就算是在恩典之下，还是有一些东西我们是要守的。
Blood and strangled animals are one of them.
那就是血和勒死的牲畜。
I heard a testimony. There was a brother once shared with me.
那我听过一个弟兄和我分享的见证。
Before he came to Christ, he used to eating blood as normal food, just like everybody else in the Asian country.
在他信主之前，他也是和其他人一样吃着这个血。
But of course, he didn't know the truth. Of course, nothing happened after he ate it.
但是他不知道这个真理，所以。他吃了就没什么关系。
But after he believed in Christ, he was told he should not eat it, and of course he would not try to find to eat it.
但是他信主之后，他也知道不能吃血。
But there was one time he was eating outside, drinking some soup.
有一次他在外面吃饭，然后喝这个汤。
And then after he go home, he feels so sick, he feels so terribly ill.
他回家之后，他非常的不舒服。
He was thinking, why suddenly I just ill like this?
他就想说，为什么我会突然这样不舒服呢
？And then suddenly come to his mind that there's something look that something dark look like in the soup that they know that maybe possibly it is blood.
那他就回想到他看到这个汤里有黑黑的东西，有可能是血。
I think about it, he remember.
然后他这样想的时候，他就记起来。
So he pray to God and repent.
所以他向神祷告。
And thank God, God has healed him.
然后神也医治了他。
So this tells us that even though we believe in God, we still have to observe this dietary rules that we should not eat blood.
这也告诉我们，所以我们信神，那我们也，所以我们不能去喝这个血。
Of course, today we don't have to differentiate clean or unclean animal because Jesus has made it clean. Every animal is clean.
那当然，我们今天不用分这个不洁净和洁净的动物，因为主耶稣已经把他们都洁净了。
But in terms of blood, we have to be very careful, especially Asian culture, Asian cuisine. When we go outside to eat, we have to be very careful.
但是关于血的时候，食物我们要非常的小心。
Because blood contains life, we have to respect God.
因为血里面有生命，而我们要尊重神。
I think most members we have no problem. We understand this teaching.
那我想，大部分的人都了解这样的教训。
Through our dietary, the way that we eat things, we demonstrate that we are different. We are God's people.
从我们的饮食上面，我们要分别出来。
But besides, we shouldn't eat blood. There's something also mentioned in the Old Testament.
那除了血之外，还有旧约也讲到另外一件。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34. Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章。
Verse 26.
二十四节。
Chapter 34, verse 26.
出埃及记三十四章二十四节。
二十六节。
二十六节。地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你神的殿，不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
Now it's very interesting. Here the law of Moses specify one thing. That is.You should not use the milk of the mother of the God, of the lamb to cook the baby lamb.
这边讲到不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？No, if you want to eat the meat of the lamb, it's understandable because human being we are hungry. We need to kill the lamb and sometimes we eat it. Or you want to drink the milk, you drink it.
这个。
你要吃那个肉就吃，你要喝那个奶就喝嘛。
如果你要吃这个羊肉的话，那要杀这个羊，这个很好理解。
But you should not use the milk of the mother to cook the baby.
但是你不可以用这个母羊的奶来煮这个。
Even though you want to eat the animal, but you should not be too cruel. You should not be like killing mother and a daughter, or mother and a baby, or cook at the same pot using the milk of the mother to cook the meat of the baby. It's too cruel. It's not nice. It's not kind. Even though this is the way you treat the animal.
那这边讲到这样是在说我们对待这些动物，不可以残忍的去杀害他们，也不可以这么残忍的煮。
Even though animals are given to human beings to be eaten and to be slaughtered, but still we human beings have to have a kind heart, have to have a humane way of treating them.
那虽然动物和人是不一样的。但我们对于这个动物要有一个慈悲的良心。
This is separate us that we are believers and unbelievers.
这个也就是要分别把我们分别出来的。
You know, sometimes the way we eat things, especially with Asian culture, sometimes the way we eat animals is very cruel.
那尤其是在这个华人的社会里，有时候我们吃这些动物的时候是非常的残忍。
And of course, in Toronto, I think in Canada, we are okay, we are better because.Here, it's not like in Asian, our home country. But something happened in our country, actually, is terrible.
那当然在多伦多这边，不像我们在这个我们的家乡。
And sometimes if you look at documentary, see how some people, the way they kill animals to eat them is very cruel.
但是我们可以看到一些纪录片，他们在杀害这些动物的时候是非常的残忍。
And I don't want to really want to talk about say about a specific here. It will be so gross. It's not nice even to describe it. But you know what I'm talking about sometimes.
那这些可能不方便在这边解释或是在描述，因为这些非常的恶心。
But there was one time I saw a member post a video on the internet.
但有一次我看到一个信徒他在网络上放出
了一个影片。It's a video about they went for sushi. They went for a Japanese restaurant in Japan.
那这个影片是他们在去日本的时候去吃寿司。
And everybody's having a good time.
那大家都有一个都玩得很开心。
And they say, wow, the fish is so fresh.
然后他们说这个鱼很新鲜。
And then in the video, the camera look at the fish.
然后这个
point at the fish.
相机就是照着这个鱼。
And of course, the master of the sushi, right, they skin the fish, and all the meat is still there, but the fish is still moving, and all the meat is already cut.
然后这个厨师在这个鱼还在动的时候，把它的肉全部切下来。
And then it's on the plate, and the fish is still moving, and people just eat the sashimi.
然后鱼还在那边跳动，那其他人就在那边夹那个他的肉。
When everybody was screaming, "Wow, 好新鲜啊 ！Wow, so fresh! Wow!"
那大家都说这个非常的新鲜。
But for me, when I saw the video, I feel very sad.
但是对于我来说，我看到这个影片，我感到很悲伤。
Right? God give animal for us to eat, but do we human being have to treat animals so cruelly?
那虽然神把动物给我们当食物，但是我们是不是需要这样子残害他们
？They are also life.
他们也是生命。
Even though they are not human life.
虽然他们不是人的生命。
So we have to be thankful every time we have meat to eat, but make sure we should not be just become cruel. Just like Bible said, do not cook the meat of the lamb by its mother's milk.
所以当我们有肉可以吃的时候，我们要感谢神，但是我们也不可以太残忍。我们要想到这一节所说的，不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
This is something worth thinking about.
这是值得我们去思考的。
Secondly, in Leviticus chapter 19, let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
那第二，我们再翻回利未记的十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2.
利未记十九章第二节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2.
利未记十九章第二节。你晓谕以色列会全会众说。你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
This is a theme, the whole center verse about the book of Leviticus.
那这个就是利未记中心的主题。
God want to tell the people that you have to be holy.
那神对他的选民说，你要洁净。
Being different means you have to be holy.
那要分别出来，就是说你要圣洁。
Holiness does mean you should not let sin enter your life, enter your family, enter your heart.
圣洁就是表示说你不可以让罪来在你的心中。
Other than food, other than our diet, the other way to demonstrate that we are God's people and that we are different is through our ethics in sexuality.
那除了饮食习惯以外，让我们分别出来的就是我们的道德观，
性道德方面
和性道德。
You can see the book of Leviticus is very blunt and.From chapter 18, chapter 19, chapter 20, talks about sexual relationship in a very specific way, and what must not be done, even after you enter the land of Canaan.
那我们看到利未记从十八章就开始讲说，他们不可以，很清楚的说到每一条他们不可以做的。
Because God knows that the land they are going into is a land of sexual immorality.
因为神知道他们要进入的这个迦南地是一个淫乱的地方。
Even 3,500 years ago, the land of Canaan is very liberal in today's term and very sexually corrupt.
甚至在3500年之前，迦南地这个地方是非常的堕落的。
Do not think today our society is very corrupt, right? Do not think that is very new. Actually, 3,500 years ago, it was kind of worse in the land of Canaan.
那我们不要想我们现今的社会是非常淫乱的，因为在3500年之前，那这个迦南地也是这样的淫乱。
Today we people just reacting, just like copying what happened before.
而今天的人只是重蹈覆辙而已。
But there's one thing God want to remind them: you are different. You are my people.
但是有一件事神要提醒他们，就是你是我的选民。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 1 to 3.
我们请读十八章的一到三节。
Chapter 18, verse 1 to 3.
十八章一到三节。第一节，耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神。”
Continue.
第三节，你们从前住的埃及地那里人的行为，你们不可效法。 我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。
He tells us, God tell them very clearly, do not learn from the Egyptian where you came out of.
这边神对他们说，你不可以从埃及人那边学。
And also do not learn from the Canaanites that you will be going into.
也不要效法这些迦南地的人。
No, they will be surrounded by people with sexual immorality.
因为他们会被这些淫乱的人围绕着。
If you learn from them, you're finished, you die.
你若是效法他们，那你就完蛋。
If you learn from them, I will not bless you, God said.
你若是效法他们，那神不会祝福他们。
If you learn from them, I'll destroy you, just like I destroyed the Canaanites.
若是效法他们，那他就会神就会毁灭你。
So God wants to emphasize so much about sexual ethics, how to remain pure.
所以神把重点放在要怎么样在在性上面要洁净。
Yeah, if you look, you still remember the story of when Moses leading the people of Israelites in the wilderness.
那如果你记得这个摩西和以色列人他们在旷野的故事，
many of them fall down.
那很多人他们都死去了。
Even before they entered the land of Canaan.
那在他们进入迦南地之前，
they commit sexual immorality with the Moabites.
那他们和这些摩押人有乱伦淫乱。
24,000 people were killed by the plague because of sexual immorality.
那有24,000人被这个击杀。
They were about to enter the land of Canaan.
当他们要进入迦南地的时候。
But they cannot hold on. Lastly, to the last test.
但是他们没办法过这个最后的这个试验。
So that's why God warned them very seriously.
所以神要他们非常的谨慎。
Today is a generation of sexual immorality.
今天是一个淫乱的时代。
Now, how about us today, 2016?
Now, 2016年呢？我们今天呢
？We are in the exact same situation as 3,500 years ago, and even worse.
我们的情形是跟3,500年之前一样的。
At least 3,000 years ago, there was no internet.
至少3,500年前没有网路。
But because of the popularity of internet, the convenience of information,Now, even the bad material, all the corrupted messages or photographs circling online everywhere.
但是因为网络的方便，让我们可以在网络上看到各式各样的图片。
Now, if you go to the school, every student, almost every student carry a cell phone.
那我们去学校的时候，可以看到每个学生都拿一台手机。
And of course, with the cell phone, they can do whatever they want. They can watch whatever they want.
那当然，他们有手机，他们可以看他们所要看的。
At the back of the parents, at the back of the teachers.
那在他们的父亲或是他们父母亲或者是老师
From a very young age, nobody control them so that they see this material.
那他们在从小的时候就没有人可以限制他们看什么东西。
And many of them, when they become adult, they're addicted to it.
那当他们长大成年之后，他们就会上瘾。
And also, you can look at so many movies, novels, advertisement, music, TV. They're all the in order for those programs to sell.They must put sex. They must put corrupted material inside.
那我们看到现在很多的电视广告或者是音乐里面都要有一些和性有关的，这样才会大卖。
That's why the whole society is saturated with sexual immorality.
所以这个社会简单来说就是和淫乱有关系。
That's why today the mind of people is not pure. It's not easy to stay pure.
所以我们今天我们的思想很不容易要变得洁净是很不容易的。
That is the biggest obstacle for us to go to heaven, to go to the land of promised land by God.
这个是我们进入这个应许之地、进入天国的一个障碍。
Today we have to really have to pray hard and ask God to keep our heart and keep our mind.
所以今天我们真的要祷告，求神保守我们的心。
If you're young people, if you want to keep yourself pure, you will be looking very rare, very different in campus, in school, in other places.
那如果今天你是年轻人，你要有一个洁净，你要保守一个洁净的心，那你可能在学校里，你会变得，就会人家看你会变得。
Because if you tell people, oh, am I sure you want to? I want to show you something to see. Oh, something so nice, so funny. You say, no, this is dirty. I cannot watch. People laugh at you.
因为如果有同学给你看一些好笑的东西，那你会说你不想看这些脏的东西。
Somebody ask you, do you have boyfriend and girlfriend? They say, no, I'm pure. The people laugh at you.
那或者是有人问你要不要当和男女朋友，那你跟他说我要洁净。
Oh, if you say you want to stay faithful to your spouse, people think you're outdated. You don't want to have fun. You don't know what is being fun.
或者是如果你说你要对你的丈夫或妻子忠心，那人家会说你不知道怎么享受。
You'll be so different in this world.
你在这个世界上会变得非常不一样。
But remember, brother and sister.
但是弟兄姐妹，你要记得。
If you want to be safe.
如果你要得救，
you have to be different.
你就要变得不一样。
If you are the same with the rest of them, you cannot be safe.
如果你和其他的人都一样，那你就不能得救了。
So today, one of the biggest challenge of our members today is to stay pure.
所以今天对于我们信徒来说，最大的挑战就是要洁净。
Because the devil has used sexual immorality to kill so many young people, so many adults already.
因为撒旦已经用这个淫乱来击败很多的大人。
And in future, this problem will be even worse.
而在未来，这个问题会越来越大。
So Leviticus tells us, do not learn from a people who is living there.
所以利未记告诉我们，我们不要效法这些人。
Yes, we are living in Canada, a land of freedom.
没错，我们生在加拿大，这是一个自由的社会。
Freedom of expression.
我们有自由可以表达自己。
Freedom to watch whatever we want.
我们有自由可以看。
Freedom to do whatever we do with our body.
我们有自由可以做任何的事情。
But you are God's people. You are different than them.
但是你是神的子民，你和其他人不一样。
So chapter 18 tells us what must not be done.
所以第十八章说到我们不可以做什么。
First of all, there is some sexual ethics regarding what is forbidden relationship.
第一个就是性道德，也就是
性方面的道德，
性方面的道理。
For you cannot commit incest. That means your relative, your close relative, you must not be associated sexually with them.
那第一个就是乱伦，就是不可以和你的亲戚有关系。
This is a very bad. This was a very serious sin, and this is a deadly sin.
那这是一个致死的罪。
And then secondly, verse 22.
那第二在二十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 22.
十八章的二十二节。二十二节，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎的。
This is talk about homosexuality.
这边讲到的是这个同性
啊，同性恋的问题。
同性恋的问题。
Even in the school, in the society, in the media, always say that oh, it is a human right. You know, people can do whatever they want. But if you look at the Bible perspective, it is abomination. It is sin in God's eye.
那虽然在这个社会上，媒体都说。这个同性恋是一种人权，但是我们看到圣经的话，这个是不对的。
We don't have to go out to condemn people. We don't have to do that. This is not our work.
那我们不用去出去外面去责备其他人，因为这不是我们的工作。
But we ourselves know what God wants and what He wants us to keep ourselves from.
但是我们要知道，神是要我们远离这些的。
So if we can keep ourselves pure in this aspect.
所以如果我们可以在身体上这样子洁净，
And of course we can be God's people.
那当然我们就可以成为神的选民。
And also please look at chapter 19.
我们再看到十九章。
Chapter 19 verse 31.
十九章的三十一节。
Leviticus 19:31.
利未记十九章三十一节。不可偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的，不可求问他们，以致被他们玷污了。我是耶和华你们的神。
The third aspect that we have to be different is spiritually, we have to stay pure.
那第三点我们要分别出来的就是在灵性上来说，我们要洁净。
That means if you want to worship the true God, if you are the children of the true God, then you should have nothing to do with other spiritual medium or superstitions.
那若是你要成为神的子女，那你儿女，那你就不可以和其他的这些。迷信有关系。
He said, "Do not seek, do not ask, do not deal with those sorcerer, the witchcraft, and then those who have do all kind of spiritual medium things."
那这边讲到不可以和这些交鬼的、行巫术的和他们有任何的关系。
Because if you go and seek guidance or seek your future or do anything with them, that you sin against God.
因为如果你去占卜去求问他们的话，那你就你就犯罪了。
So if you see your friends are playing cards, of course, nothing wrong to play poker, right? But if you see a friend, using poker just to predict future fortune telling, you should stay away. No, I'm not, nothing to do with this.
那如果你看到你的朋友用这个卡牌来玩游戏，那是没问题的。但是如果他们是要用来占卜的，那你就要远离。
If you see, oh, Halloween is coming. People say, I want a Halloween party. Even though you know that they're having fun, but actually, the origin of Halloween is dealing with witchcraft. Actually, you should not or should not allow your children to participate.
那有关于万圣节，这个原本是是和巫术有关系的，所以虽然他们说要万圣节很好玩，但是我们不可以去参与。
Because this is from the Bible.
因为这是从圣经来的。
But nowadays people don't see this way.
但是现在的人他们不这么看。
Do you know who was the first female novelist to achieve the status of a billionaire?
那你知道这个第一位女性作家成为亿万富翁的女性作家是谁呢？
Her name is J.K. Rowling.
那她的名字是J.K. Rowling.
Why she become billionaire by selling books? What kind of books she wrote?
那她到底是写了什么样的书，让她成为这个亿万富翁？
And of course, everybody knows she wrote Harry Potter.
那当然，每个人都知道她写了《哈利波特》。
And what is the content of Harry Potter?
那《哈利波特》是在讲什么呢？
Of course, the setting is witchcraft, witchcraft school.
当然，这个就是她这个背景就是一个巫术的学校。
Of course, they try to make it nice, make it approachable. Oh, there's a good witch and bad witch. Of course, in between they fight.But overall, it's about witchcraft. The setting is witchcraft.
那在里面有这个好的巫师和不好的巫师，那他们在里面打仗。
I don't know whether you allow your children to read it.
那反正这本书里面都是这些巫术，那我也不知道你是否让你的儿女。
There was one time many years ago, I was in another church during the evening service. I saw a little girl, only about 10 years old.
那有一次我在一间教会里面，我看到一个小女孩。
She wears thick glasses.
她戴了很厚的眼镜。
When she comes to church, she brings a book this thick.
那她来到教会，她带了一本很厚的书。
During the sermon, she was reading.
那在聚会的时候，她在看这本书。
Wow, I was thinking, this little girl, she's very diligent, right? Wow, she's reading Bible during the sermon so diligently.
那我想说，这个小女生一定是在看圣经，非常认真。
Wow, and then after the church, I go to her.
然后聚会结束，我来到她面前。
Hey, young sister, which book in the Bible you are reading now?
那我就说，小姐妹啊，你在读圣经哪
？Because I thought it's the Bible, it's so thick.
因为我以为这本是圣经，非常
厚。Because I was so ignorant.
我非常的无知。
She was smiling, telling me, "This is Harry Potter, preacher."
那她就笑笑的告诉我，这本是哈利波特。
I said, "What? You reading Harry Potter when you come to church?"
那我很惊讶。那你来教会还看这个本《哈利波特》？
哇 ，she wears thick glasses. She like reading.
那她戴了很厚的眼镜，她喜欢读书。
Even before the Harry Potter release, she already lined up for the bookstore to try to buy it.
那在这本书要卖之前，她已经在排队了。
So she reading Harry Potter during the service.
所以她在聚会的时候读这本书。
But to my amusement, to my surprise, her mother did not stop her.
但是我很惊讶的是，她的母亲并没有阻止她。
That make me sad.
那就让我非常的悲伤。
The mother did not stop her. The mother allowed her to bring Harry Potter read in the church.
这位母亲竟然让她的小孩带这本书来在聚会中读。
And not read Bible.
而不是读
圣经。I don't know this is not an edifying book. Even though it's not a sin to read it, but it's not edifying.
那虽然读这本书并不是一个罪，但是它并不造就人。
And let's talk about witchcraft.
因为他所讲的是这些巫术。
Just want to make fun, make it not innocent, but actually the subject itself is not innocent. Spiritually,
虽然这看起来是没有什么问题的，但是在灵性在灵里来说，这个是。
But how can you bring this book to read in the church?
这个是有问题的。那你怎么可以带这本书来教会读呢
？The mother didn't see this is a problem.
但是这位母亲并没有想说这是一个问题。
Well, 10 years later, this child grow up, never come to church again.
那十年之后，这位女孩她长大了，也离开教会。
Well, why? Because you allow the witchcraft books in her mind. Of course, when she grow up, she doesn't fear God.
为什么呢？因为你让这本有巫术的书是放在她的心里，她长大了以后，当然就没有神。
And of course, just like we say, it's not a sin, but you must know what is good for you spiritually.
那当然，我们说这并不是一个罪，但是我们要知道。这是对我们的灵性是
什么好处？ But at least you should not allow them to read it in the church.
但是至少你不可以让他在会堂里面读这个东西。
But if I were parents, I would not allow my children to read those books.
那 像我做父母的，我不会让我的儿女在会堂读这些。
I want to make sure my children read Bible better.
我要确保我的儿女要比较喜欢。
Because you are different, you're God's people.
因为你们是不同的，你们是神的选民。
If you go home, you check your student, you check your children in their bookshelf. If you follow Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, wow, so many she have read already, but she have not read Bible. You better force her to read Bible.
所以如果你回到家，你看到你的儿女上的书架上面如果有哈利波特一二三集，那你要注意他是否有没有在读圣经。
If she finished reading all this novel but never read Bible even once, then how can you tell Jesus?
如果他这些小说读了这么多遍，那他却没有读圣经，那你要怎么和主耶稣交代呢？
Every night before you sleep, you must read Bible with them, talk Bible with them, because you're different.
那每晚在他们睡觉之前，你要和他们讲解圣经，那因为他们是不同的。
If there's only one book they remember in their whole life, it should be Bible.
如果说要有一本书是他们生命中最重要的书，那就一定是圣经。
Today, if we are so dare to be different, so proud to be different, so joyful to be different.
那今天我们要为了我们的不同，要有这个骄傲，然后有喜乐。
God will help us to run this heavenly journey.
那神就会帮助我们跑这个天国
的道路。Why do we have to be different?
为什么我们要不同呢
？Because we belong to God.
因为我们是归于神的。
Let's turn to Him and sing it 233.
唱诗233首。